Welcome to Talks from the Bible. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. This is the work of ministry and the obstacles that must be overcome. This journey of life requires courage because there are times when we are challenged. We must not surrender to the issues of life, which sometimes will interfere with our calling to serve God. Life is simply not an easy journey, because the world is a place of great disappointment and sometimes very grievous loss. There was a test in the work of this minister, but he was not willing to fail in the great work to which he had been called. What about you and me? We have been invited to a worthy calling and a heavenly calling. We are traveling a path that leads to eternal glory, and along the way there will be interferences which seek a detour in our travels. There is an evil force in the world that does not want us to be successful. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1:9. The charge which had been given to this new leader of Israel would require courage because there would be adversities. Life will bring us trouble, and we will be at times perplexed. Circumstances will bring persecution, whereby we may be cast down. But never should we be distressed, nor in despair. For we are not forsaken, and therefore will not be destroyed. The road that we walk in this world must be guarded by the constant assurance that the Lord God is with us wherever we go. God is the source of courage, for no enemy can stand against Him. His will is never defeated. His counsel forever stands. If we are not constant in our trust, the world can destroy us. We can allow the events of our life to cast us down and disrupt our trust. We can lose sight of the goal and the hope that has been offered. We can blame rather than trust. We can excuse rather than believe. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, faileth not, nor is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might He increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:28-31. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.